We are on Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Aleph. But let us just start again the sugya. We had a memre of Ravasi that Ravasi said, "Umin koine bishvach keili." That if a umin creates a shvach in a keili, so this shvach belongs to him. So now let us start on the bottom of the yomit. Leime misayei alei. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya to Ravasi. We learn the Mishnah further. Anaisin tzema letzaba. Vigdichai yeire. A person gave wool to a one who dyes wool, and he overcooked it. So he was mazik the tzema. Is noisin loy demei tzimroi. So now this tzaba pays him for the tzema. So there's a diuk demei tzimroi in, demei tzimroi ushvachoi loy. He pays him how much his tzema was worth, but it does not pay him how much the tzema tzavua was worth. Lav shehigdichoi la'acher nefila, the ikar shvoche. So the Gemara understood that the scenario is as follows. Bemison, let us say it takes an hour to cook tzema with a dye, and after an hour the dye is niklat in the tzema, and you have tzema tzavua. Now this tzabe overcooked it, he cooked it for 2 hours. And therefore, it came about that everything got ruined. So the Gemara is asking, now what did the owner of the tzema possess? Well, before it got dyed, he possessed tzema. After the first hour, he possessed, let's say tzema is worth $100. After the first hour, after the dye was niklat, so now it's worth $150. Now he cooked it another hour, so now it's worthless. So l'chayre, if we would assume that the shvach belongs to the bala tzema, not like Avasi, Abasi says, Umen koine shvach keili. So l'chayre, this taba was mazig wool tzavua, which is worth $150. So you should have to pay him $150 for tzemer tzavua. The Mishnah says he only has to pay him $100. Shma mino umen koine bishvach keili. So this is a raya to Rabasi, that the shvach belongs to the umen. The shvach belongs to the umen. So the wool belongs to the bala tzema. So that's $100. After the first hour, there's another $50 value in the tzema tzavua that belongs to the tzabit. Now that he was mazik it, so he's only mechuyif to pay, that way he was mazik the balatzema. The balatzema only possessed $100. The other $50 belonged to him, cause man he never got paid for it. Ushmamino umin koine bishvach keili. We have a raya from this Mishnah that umin koine bishvach keili. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel says you do not have any raya whatsoever. Hoche b'may askinon k'goin shehikdichoi b'shas nefila. It is not speaking about that he overcooked it an extra hour, and it was nishtabach the first hour, and then you have a problem, so why doesn't he pay the bala tzema for the shvach that the bala tzema possessed? No, it's speaking about he overcooked it right away. K'goin shehikdichoi b'shas nefila. That means the proper temperature to dye wool is 200 degrees, and right away he put it on 400 degrees, so it never became nishtabach. So therefore, that is why he pays him That's why he pays him only $100 for the tzemah, because they never occur the shvach. So that's Shmuel's dichoy. So you don't have any raya from this Mishnah. So the Gemara is medayek midivrei Shmuel. So what will be aval higdichoy? So the Mishnah is speaking about there never was any shvach. So it seems midivrei Shmuel aval higdichoy la'ach anafila. But what would be taka if he overcooked it an extra hour? My noisin loy demei tzimra yushvachay. Then they'll give him demei tzimra yushvachay. Leime Shmuel Lesley de Ravasi. So it comes out that Shmuel does not hold like Ravasi, and that's no good. Shmuel was halachik Shmuel bedine, and if Shmuel says that this Mishnah is speaking about shegdichay b'shas nefila, so it would seem that Shmuel holds a bigdichay lach nefila, he has to pay him $150. So it seems Shmuel holds Ein umen keine ein umen keine beschwach keile. Leima Shmuel Lesley der Abasi. Oma locha Shmuel hoche b'may eskinen ki goin de tzemel v'samonim de balabais. So Shmuel said, that's 100% true. If it would have been cooked for 2 hours, he'd have to pay for the shvach. But not that I disagree with Ravasi. No, here Ravasi is also moide that ein umen keine b'shvach keili, because here it's speaking about kegoin de tzemer v'samonim de balabayis. The wool and the dye belong to the balabos. Here, in such a case, if all the materials that bring about the shvach belongs to the balabos, and all the tzaba is offering is his services, then everyone holds, you don't say, umen keine shvach keili. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, la'ach nefila, ואחר שכל התצבע ונעשה שבח בצמר, then it became genizik. So we see a raya to Ravasi that he doesn't have to pay for the shvach because the mankain is shvach keili. So Shmuel said, no, it's speaking about b'shas nefila. B'ach nefila tak you have to pay more. Leim Shmuel lesley de Ravasi, hoyel umahad alukmi b'hochi masnisen, that the Mishnah is speaking about Davke b'shas nefila mahashtale avdine keravasi. So if Shmuel learned that this is pshat in the Mishnah, that he only pays for the tzemer if it was igdichay b'shas nefila, but igdichay le'ach nefila will pay for the shvach also. So it seems that Shmuel doesn't hold like avasi, and so we don't pass on like avasi. The kaimlan kishmuel bedini. Omaloch homas nisen. The mashme, the I hikdiach la'achar nefila, yoiv le'inami de meishvoche. That what this Mishnah, the way Shmuel is saying pshat in the Mishnah, that if it was hikdichoi after the nefila, the tzava would have to pay for the shvach. It's speaking about a unique case. Kigoin shetzemel besamonim de balabai. It's speaking about that the wool and the dye belongs to the balabos. The ho, here, lekala meima umen kaine bishvach keili. Here you can't say that umen kaine bishvach keili. The samonim hu de mishapchilei. Because the whole shvach is through the samonim, which belong to the balatema. V'tzaba socher ba'almu, the tzaba is only a worker. I have on the side of my gemara, kishar poyel, like any other worker. Aval ba'almu vaday umen, shas amonim shaloi. If you have an umen that comes with his dye, then is ich a kaina b'shvach keili. Ve'ein mishalem elo demei tzimroi. Then, the shvach belongs to him, to the human, and then you'll only have to pay the Meit Zimroi. But this, what Shmuel said, that if it was Idichai La'achan, if you'll have to pay the Shvach, because here it is speaking about that the Samonim belong to the Balabos. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little on this Teretz. This Teretz says a Mordechai Yisod that if the materials belong to the Baal Abos and the woman is just offering his services, so now I don't say woman keine Shvach Keili. That's what the Gemara says. Here Rabasi is also Maidah. So there's a tremendous kash on this from the member of Shmuel. What's the case from the member of Ravasi? Ravasi holds Umen Koine Shvach Keli. What is the case of Ravasi? That they gave him the wood, and he was a carpenter. He made from the wood a Keli, Sheide Teva Migdol. So also, the materials belong to the Bailam. And the carpenter is only offering his services, and here Ravasi holds Umenkayne Shvach Keli. That's the member of Ravasi. And here Shmuel says, if the materials belong to the Bala Tzema, it's his Tzema and it's his Dai, and all the woman is doing is offering his services, but then you don't say Umen Kayne Shvach Keli. So how does this stim? Ravasi is also speaking about such a case. So I saw in Ateres Shmuel, he brings down the Rashba is the Kasha, the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz is the Kasha, but there's a Moiridike Chilik how they answer the Kasha. And we'll see. But it's Negeya. The Rashba says, Legabe Tzema, when we're speaking about dyeing wool, what is the Shvach? We're talking about the Tzema was Nishtabach. What is the Shvach? The Shvach is that it's colored. Before you had the raw wool, it had a color, now it's colored wool. The legabe tzema samamonim huda of the lishvach. This whole shvach is coming through the samonim. That's what. The umen leikonu bo veleimidi. What did the umen do? The umen, only what the umen did, he put them, that means the shvach is from the dai, he put it in the pot. But napshad is that the shvach is through him. I mean, he's doing, he's being mekarev the tzema to the tzema. That's how he's doing. But it's not called he was mashbiachet. The shvach, you have colored tzema from the tzema of the owner. Avol eitzim, kiven leitzorich samamonim. Let's speak the case of Ravasi. We're making from wood, we're making a teva. The teva does not need samamonim. How do you transform, how do you make from pieces of wood a teva? This is the umness of the human. You need the expertise and the talent of the human. You have pieces of wood to make this into a teva. Here the shvach is through his expertise. He's making the shvach. By tzema, in tzema, if everything belongs to the owner, not that he's making the shvach. The shvach is from the tzema. If you soak tzema in tzema, so mamela, you cook it, it'll get dyed. It's not that his expertise is making it. He just did a maisim, koif ba'alma. He went and cooked it. So that made it together. It's not that, but you're not miyachas the shvach to the umen. You miyaches the shvach to the tzeva. It's blue now because of me. No. You don't make it blue. It's blue because there's a blue dye there. And the blue dye does not belong to you. The blue dye belongs to the owner. All you did was a mice, kuf balma. You turned on the gas. So it's called, I was mashbiach. No. There were miyaches, the shvach, to the dye and the tzemel. You put these two together, so it becomes dye. That's not called, there they don't say, umen kaine shvach keili. Masha ain kain. If you have a carpenter that makes from wood, he makes a teva. He made the teva. Napshat is he made the teva. So there were miyaches, the shvach to the umen, and then there is a concept of the umen kaine shvach keili. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says a little different. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz asked this kasha, and he says as follows: Kol shvach hakeli, by if an umen makes a teva from eitzim, so he says kol shvach hakeli al yidei meleches ha'umenu. The whole transformation from wood to a keli, that's through the umen. Hilkach shayach shapel lemeima umen koine v'shvach keli. Avol hocha hashvach nami bo al yedei hasamemonim. The shvach, it's not completely his. It's also through the samemonim. Hilkach kimin the samemonim the balabayis. Since the samonim is rabbis, ein hashvach kuloi al yedei atzeva, atzave, lekach lekoni lebishvach hakli. So the lashon of the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz, it would seem that he's saying a different word. He's saying the whole concept of umen kaine shvach keli, if the whole shvach is completely from him. But if a chelik of the shvach is from the balabais, he can't be miyachas the whole shvach to him. That means he's giving the dye, he's cooking it good. But if the whole shvach is not from Lumen, then you don't see umen kaine shvach keli. That is how the Tais of Bene Peretz told. So the Bene Peretz seems to be saying that the umen is also doing something over here. Let's not say he's not, but he is not the sole cause of the shvach. The shvach came about betzir of the tzeva of the bala tzeva. And the Rashba Vaistois, that's not the vote. The vote is that here the ikar shvach is from the tzeva, the umen is just doing like a maisa kuv ba'alme, and here the ikar shvach is from the charash, from the carpenter. Now there's a mulladike kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks, and the Nesiva says that teretz, and that Teresh Mu wants to say, according to the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, we can understand the Teretz of the Nesivis. There's a Mirdike Kasha, there's a Mishneh in Mesechtes Gittin that says, if a get was written to a Cheresh Shoyte Bekotten, it's a kosher get. Yei need Lishmos, you have a Godolim et Algabov, and he's telling to write Lishmos, it's a kosher get. In Hilchis Gittin, it's a kosher get. But the cotton who wrote the get, it's umen kaine shvach keli. I mean, before you had a piece of paper, now you have a get. So memela, this get came about through the safras of the cotton. So the get belongs now, or chelik of the get belongs to the cotton. Halacha is, the sefer krisis has to belong to the baal. He has to give his sefer. Now, so normally the sefer is makna, whatever you pay him for, it does. He's makna, so he's makna the whatever he has in the get to the bailiff. So finish, it's a leidik, so now it belongs to the bailiff. But a kotn is a lava, thus he can't be makna. So a male effect of Neshua Muru the Kekasha, how is he get? How is she get? The sefer doesn't belong to. Now, Dachsach Mir, the Ktzois wants to say, we had mentioned yesterday, the Ktzois says that umen kaine shvach keli does not mean that it's his mamish. It means it's like a shibut he has on it, like a kinyamashkin he has on it. So, memele, if it's a kinyamashkin, so the minute the bailam pays him for it, the minute the bailam pays him for it, so it's, So he loses his shibut. He doesn't have to be machne. It never was his to begin with. He only has a shibut mashkin. So Mamele pays him. So the shibut falls off, or it's automatically the baila. That's if you learn like the ktsois, that it's not really his, but there's many people who are choylik on the ktsois and hold it's mamish. Umin kainish vachkeli, it's mamish is, of it's mamish is, it's a shreklach akasha. Zok the nesivis ateretz, it's speaking about that the ink belonged to the baal, the one who's writing the get. It's his ink also. Shtelt the nesivis su, our gemara says that if you have the tseva of the baal atzema, I don't say, umin kainish vachkeli. So the Teretz Shmuel says, L'chayre, this Teretz is dependent if we learn like the Rashba or like the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rashba understood Pshat Na Gemara that the Iker Shvach is from the Tzeba. The Umin just went and put on the flame, but it's not called he was Mashbiach. The Tzeba was Mashbiach the Tzeba. So if, according to the Rashba, so the Nesivus Teretz is no comparison. The Pshat is the ink, Shvach is the ink. I'm sorry. Without a Seifa, you'll never ever get. Not the ink that makes the get. It's the Seifa that makes the get with the ink. So Memeil, according to the Rashba, it's very schwer, the Nesivus Teretz. But according to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz said that the holding of Umin Kaine Shvach Keile is only if the complete shvach is from the yumin. But if a chelik of the shvach is from the bailim, then there's no din of umin kainya shvach keili. So then, it's very good, the teretz of the nesibis. Is bekitza, so what did the Gemara answer? We brought a raya to Ravasi, and Shmuel said, it's no raya, because it's speaking about that there was ikdichay b'shas nafila. Nimor was medayik from Shmuel b'kdichay l'ach nafila itak after pay for the shvach. So Mor says, yeah, because Shmuel learned it speaking about that it was the tseva of the balatzema. Before we go further, let us just see. Taisus hachem ha'eskinim b'tsema b'samonim the balabayis. Have a motzah lemitzrach, the more could have asked right away, my duchke look me betzema v'samamon in the balabais. He's saying pshat and Shmuel, because Shmuel learned that this is the case. Who told Shmuel to learn that this is the case? The davke b'shas nefila. And therefore, that's the case. He's only potter to pay for the shvach hatzeva only. If there was a shvach hatzeva, if there was a shvach, so who left the paper? Davke b'shas nefila. Look, maybe some amonim the poyel, a fila la'ach and nefila. Look at the verse. Why do you say that that's pshat in Shmuel? I'm mishum disla yadif is lamifra. Agavuch in this first kasha, the Rashba says it's not such a gefelach kasha. My tuchke look me b'tzema samonim the balabais. He says because that's all chenemil. So normally, when a person wants to die his wool, he purchases all the raw materials and he goes over to a person to a tzeva only to die. So that's what Shmuel learned to speak about a normal case. But al kaponim, the Gemara says this is not true. Ihochi, if that is how Shmuel learned shot in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah is very schwer. It says noisin loy demeitzim roy. It says he pays for the tzema. He was mazik to samamonim also. Good, there never was a shvach. But he should pay. He ruined the samamonim also. So you, it can't be the way you said. So the Gemara answers, Ela Shmuel the chuyah kamatchelay. So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel is just saying Shmuel could be b'shita holds like Abasi. But Shmuel is just saying, you want to say from the Mishnah is muchach like Ravasi, that it is speaking about that even though there was a shvach, the human doesn't have to pay for the shvach, because umin kaine shvach keili. Shmuel is saying it's not Muchacham the Mishnah. It could very well be Higdiche Bishas Nefila. So you don't have a Raya to Ravasi. Personally, it could be Ravasi is right. I'm not disagreeing with Ravasi. But you said there's a Raya from the Mishnah. I got news for you. From the Mishnah, there's no Echoche. Because it could very well be that the Mishnah is speaking about, Zegdiche Bishas Nefila. Toshma, Hanoisein Talisai Lumen, a person gave his talis Lumen, Gomroi, he finished the job, Vahidioi, and he called them up on the phone, listen, your talis is ready. Afilu Mikan Badasori Yomim, Eina Iba Olov Mishum Laisol. Like this, there's a lot that if someone there's a pula for someone else, like someone's chapula, so you have to pay him up right away. This person, he was informed, he knows the talus is ready, 10 days pass by, maybe he's not a mensch, but he's not oivan leisolon, because the whole love of leisolon is only if you got back the product. If I know that it's finished, I didn't pick it up, there's no love of leisolon. Fine. Nosna loi bachatzi ayoy. What happens, the 10 days pass by, so this umen goes over to the Bailim, it's a bachatziya yoim, there's 6 hours till the shkia, he gives them the talis, here's your talis, kivin sheshok olav achama oiva olav mishambato. Oh, Rabid, now you got back your talis, you have to pay for the talis. And Mamelin, if you didn't pay, you were over about tolin, even though you only needed 6 hours to pay. It's garnished. At the minute you get back your talus, it's chal and you achiyah piroin, and you're over about tolin. Now there's a moiridiki gemara over here. V'yisalke daitoch umen koine b'shvach keili, amai over mishum baltolin. If an umen is koine shvach keili, my oiva mishum baltol. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi explains the kasha. The chui mat chile klem mes nisim leite saib. Le mishum de nishum mene shmul polegad rabasi. A my oiva kozvuni ko mezabin le nele to lo ischirasu. A moira de ke Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. The whole concept of baltolim, schal poloso, it means if someone is working for you, you owe him money, he has to be paid up. Is to be paid up, Oisei Hayoi. Fine. But if you hold Umen Koine Shvach Keili, so not sure that he has to be paid up. This is his talus. He was Koine the talus. Now, when he comes over to you, he's selling you his talus. He's selling you his talus. So what if a person buys something and he doesn't pay right away? So it's called Baltolus? No. Baltolin is only if someone is working for you and you don't pay up. But if someone is selling you something, there's no concept of baltolin. You have to pay up, fine, but there's no baltolin. So Memela, so the Gemara asks Amura de Kekasha. The Gemara asks Akasha, if umen koinish vachkeli, so you gave someone a talus to be going with the talus, so Memela, so it's his now. It's a different transaction already. Now you're not paying him for his services. You're purchasing the talus from the umen. Umen koine shvach keili. So there's no baltol. Agav ulche, v'achoinim eskam de k'tzois. We said the k'tzois holds that it's a mashkin. I mean, it's not really his. Only has a shibud on it. He could hold it out mashkin until he gets paid. But it's, so when you pay him up, you're paying up the chayim. It's not his. It's not a mekech hamemka. From the k'tzois, they ask from the gemara ishvah. Okay, but if you don't learn like the k'tzois, so then it's a meiradiki gemara and shuldik. Like that really was the k'tzois we mentioned yesterday. That really was the k'tzois's kasha. If you learn that umen kainish vach keili, that it belongs to him. So when he comes, so let's be megashim the inyan. And a person had, let's say, he had a talus, which was worth, $100. He gave an umen to do something with this talus, would say afterwards the shvach is worth $50, not a talis worth $150. And he's paying him $20 for his work. So the Ktzais asks if Umin Kaina Shvach Kele, he comes over, he wants to give him $20. So the Umin says, no. It's my talis. Shvach is mine. You give me $50, I'll sell it to you. You give me $20, I'm not a Meshuggah. I said I'll do it. That's nothing. Now it's my Shvach. So what forces the Umin to sell it back to the old? That's the Ktzais's kashin. Because of that, he learns different than the other poiskim, which seem to hold its mamish a king. Fine. Aba al kaponim. Here we see lachayre from Rashi that it's mamish a kinyan, and he's buying up the what the human possessed. So the gemara, so why is he over? That's the gemara's kash. Amar diki gemara. Amay over mishum bal tol. Oma Rav Mori Berei de Rav Kahane Begalde de Sarbele de Leke Shvoch. Begalde de Sarbele, Rashi says, Plukir Begode. We'll come in a minute. Back to Gemore, Soif, Lama Yovi, Nele, Lerchuche, Kim in the Rochache, Heine Shvoche. Reitzriche de Agre le Bitchi. Bitchi is Florosh, Belaz. Now, before, I'd like to, I saw in Sefer Ma'aseh, he explains these two processes, so we'll know what we're talking about. Before we get into the lumdas, we have to know what we're speaking about. So, he explains what the Livtusha is, and what Galda the Sarbel is. He says as follows. After weaving woolen cloth, it was handed over to the fuller. That was the name of this next person, who washed it in a tub containing warm water and fuller's earth. It was a type of a earth. It was stamped on in the tub, and this was after the material was woven. The purpose of this was to shrink and felt it in order to close the tiny gaps in the weave. That means after it was woven, there were still gaps in the weave. It wasn't such a professional job. So Memele, they wanted it to shrink. They wanted the wool to shrink. And this was a procedure of shrinking the wool. They put it in warm water with this fuller's earth, and also they stamped on it. They stepped on it, or they pressed it. To further felt and shrink it, it was also pounded with mallets. So this is the process of Batushi. Now, we're going to come back to the next process, which the Gemara speaks about now. Since the shrinking caused the cloth to harden, now you have cloth, but it's very hard. It was brushed with a teasel brush, which by gently plucking up the surface fibers, raises the nap to give a soft finish to the cloth. It became soft, was more comfortable, it was nicer, and this is called the teaseling process. So now we have here two procedures which are done with woven wool. First, they shrunk the wool in the process of stepping on it and pounding on it. That was after it was woven. And then later they combed it out and made it softer. So the Gemara is speaking about these two procedures. Now let's go back to the Gemara so we'll know what we're talking about. We have here a Maise that it says that a Nosan Talise Lumen Gomrei Vaidiyoi. So there's no Baltol. He gave it to him, he's over Baltol. So now the Shaila is what the Gemara understood that this Umen was mashbiach the talus in some way, and he's kind of the shvach. So Mamel the Gemara asked, if that's the case, so why is he over baltolin? It's a zvina balman. Omar Rav Mori bereider Rav Kahane begarde de sar belo. We're speaking about this woman was a, he was teasling this wool, this material. The leker shvache, there's no shvach. So there's no shvach, so there's no woman keine shvach keit. So what's the havamin of the Gemara? Why is there no shvach? Why isn't there shvach? So, Baruch Hashem, there's a Rashi in Bob Metzi, we have this Gemara in Bob Metzi, that Kufi Yud Beis. So Rashi says, she'ein kan shvach keili, she'im hoya meinichoi kemoi shehu, hoiso miskayemes harbe yoyser meyato. Amar di kezach, that's called a shvach. If you wouldn't make it softer and nicer, it's going to last much longer. Good, it's stiff, and thus, and it's hard, but it's going to last. You're going to start combing it out and teasling it out. You're taking away years of life. You're weakening the material. So the Gemara had a kasha, no, that's the text of the Gemara. You know what this woman did? This woman was teasling it, and but that's not a shvach. You'll ask someone, is it worth more before the teasling or after the teasling? I'll tell you it's worth more before the teasling because it has a longer lifespan. Now after the teasling, it's, won't last too long. So that was the teretz of the Gemara. The teretz of the Gemara was, we're speaking about such an woman, that he, even though he was mashbich, it's not called as a shvach, it's not called it's worth more. It's worth less, because it won't have the same lifespan. So let's see if any can the Gemara. Omar Rav Mori bereider Rav Kahane begarde de sarbelo, de leke shvach, there's no shvach. Take the Gemara, no shvach. Save, lama yovinele. So why did he give it to him? He gave it to him that it shouldn't last for 10 years, it should last for 5 years. I mean, he's a meshugane, that's what he gave it to him. L'chuche, he wanted to have a soft beggar. So for him, a soft beggar is worth more than a stiff beggar. He can't wear a stiff beggar. So there is a shvach. It's given the rochache, heinu shvoche. If he wants a soft beggar, so for him a soft beggar is worth more than a stiff beggar, even though you're telling me the lifespan is less, but who cares about lifespan? He doesn't want to wear a stiff beggar. So your teretz is not a teretz. So we're back to the kasha. If you're doing kainish shvach keili, so why is he over baltolin? It's a zvine. It's not with kainish shvach. So the Gemara answers leitzricha. We're not speaking about an umen that combed it. There is takish shvach. Leitzricha da akre lebitche. We're speaking about the previous case, which this he calls this is the fuller, and he gave it to someone. They used to wash it in their tub, and it was stamped on to shrink it. It was stamped on to shrink. So we're speaking about was given to stamp on. So what was his? Bicha b'moso. And each time he jumps on it, he gets a more. That's the teretz of the Gemara. This is chiras. This is not umen kaini shvach keili. This is chiras. So you have to understand what's the teretz of the Gemara. Fine. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi liftushe florosh belaz. Besocha ledocha. Besocha ledocha. He hired him to stamp on it. Vehisne imoy schum adrichais. He told them how many times he has to stamp on it. Kol driche b'mo, d'schir yaymu v'lei kavlan d'likni b'shvoch. Amir d'ke Rashi, and we'll see in Taisvus more bariches. So Rashi says, Amir d'ke Zach. The whole concept of umen koine shvach keili is, if I'm hiring someone to produce something. I'm giving wood to a carpenter to make a keli. So his job is to create a keli. So Mamela, if he created the keli, he's called the owner of the keli. That's the lumdus of umen kaine shvach keli. But if I go over to a worker and I tell him, I'm not telling him, see, I'm telling him every pula that you do, for every time you stamp this wool, you get a mo. I'm paying him not for results, I'm paying him for services. We didn't say, if you'll give me over when you'll give me over the shrunk wool, Samela, I'll pay you X amount of money. I told him, every time you stamp it, you're getting a mo. You stamp it 100 times, you're getting 100 mo. So he's hired not to create something, he's hired to do something. So the Gemara is saying, Gemara de Kechidish, that here the concept of umen kaine shvach keili is not applicable. The holding of umen kaine shvach keili is if someone was hired to create something, to accomplish something. So then that what he created belongs to him. But if he's only hired for pulis, that's called a worker. He's getting paid not for what he accomplishes, he's getting paid for what he does. Each driche, he gets a mo. So there is no concept of umen kaine shvach keili. That's l'cheir what Rashi says over here. Now let us see Taisvitz. Ta'agre levitchi perish bekuntres shehisne imoi schum hadrichais kol driche bemo. The schiyaymo, this person is not an umen, he's hired for services. The loikablan, the likne bishvach. Taime. I don't understand Rashi's pshat. He's a kablan and not a schiyoyim, and we'll see soon pshat and taisvis kashe. Rashi and Bab Metzi said a different pshat. Rashi and Bab Metzi understand. The agrei lebitche kshebo mi beis agardi. Rashi and Bab Metzi says as follows: when it came from the weaver, you jump on it, you stamp on it, so there Rashi says, Ela beschires ben yashbiach, ben lo yashbiach, schore lefeminyim betishis, kach bekach betishis, bekach bekach mois atkan lishayim. So Rashi in Bab Metzia, Taisus understands beautifully. Rashi in Bab Metzia said a few words there, which makes a whole new scenario. Rashi says about Metzia, the story is like this. I went over to a person, I'm paying you for stamping on it. It is irrelevant if it will shrink to this, if it won't shrink to this. I'm not hiring you to make sure that it should shrink. I'm hiring you to stamp on it. You should stamp 100 times on it, and you'll get a mo for each time you stamp on it. But I'm not interested at all in results. I'm not hiring you for results, and I'm hiring you for doing a pool. So this Rashi, Taisvus understood very well. So pshat is, that is not called an umen. That means, after 100 times stamping, you could have nothing was accomplished, and he's getting paid, so kochoch, he's being paid just for pulis. There he's not kind of the shvach, because shvach is not what the whole schiris is all about. He could stamp 100 times and he won't accomplish anything. He's getting the money. So his money, his tafkid is not to be mashbiach the tzema. His tafkid is to do these pulis, to stamp on it 100 times. Such a person is not kind of shvach keili, because he wasn't hired to make a shvach. So Rashi in Bab Metzia Taisus understood. Our Rashi did not mention this at all. Did not mention this nekude that he spoke out with him. It doesn't matter if there's a shvach, if there's a no shvach. This is the key factor that Taisus understood. Rashi just said one vote. you're going to get paid a more for a drich. Fine. But Rashi didn't say that. He told them, what if the 100 driches, it doesn't work, doesn't shrink? Rashi didn't say that they'll still pay him. Rashi Bar Metzia says that. Ah, Rashi seems to say that he told, speaking about that Akert, I'll only pay you if there'll be results. But the upmach of the payment is, I'm not paying you a set price for results, I'm paying you for each driche, you're gonna get a more. So this Taisvus help, who cares how the oifen atashlumim is, but this person is an omen. What's the chilik? How we decide how to pay him. But this person is an omen. He's only gonna get paid. He jumped it 100 times. He was unsuccessful. He won't get a penny. He was hired to accomplish something. So that's an omen. And an omen is kind of shvach keli. So that's why Taisvus did not understand Arashi. The Bichas Avram wants to say that the machlokes Rashi and Taisvus could be is that Rashi held even though there was a condition made that there has to be shvach, he says that's a tanai ba'omer. It's a condition that there has to be shvach. But if the seder hapiroin is, I'm paying you for each pula, so Rashi holds he's called a socher. Even though there was a condition, if there's no shvach, I won't pay you, but that does not change what this woman is. That means if the seder hapiroin is a more for each driche, so from the seder hapiroin we see what you're hired for. You're hired to make pulas. So that's called a socher. Even though there was a condition, if there's no shvach, I won't pay you. That's a tanai. But yesod is a socher. And Taisvus holds, since the tanai was that he pays him only if there's shvach, so the oifen how it will be paid is leimal leimoyrit. From that we see that he was hired to create shvach. That's what Taisvus holds. Some amelis to the there should be a din of umen kaini shvach keli. And Rashi holds no. From the oifen apiroin we see that theoretically he is a socher. It's only a tnai which is a milsa achita. That he has to, he'll only pay him if there eventually will be shvach. But that's not his job. V'yesh mefoshim, others say another pshat. V'chi agre lebitchi oive mishum bal tolen, habitcha kamaisa de behi leke shvach. Could be, if he's paying him for each dricha that he makes, some emele. So the first dricha zicha will not accomplish shvach. You need a multitude of drichas to start making a shvach. So for the first dricha there's no shvach. So mamela and that is about tol, not on all the drichas. In time amai loy tirets to beschir yoy maskina. Why does it want to say a whole maise speaking? So see, it's speaking about you hired someone for a day by day job. Ishlaimim shim tektoni v'goma v'hidiyoy. He ended, and he was media. He's only hired by the day. So what's that? So Bai says, he was hired to accomplish something. Yeah. Zut the Gemara Bait. Ulamai de solik adai temir kore. Lei agre lebitchi. Now, Agre Lebitche is speaking about, that's called a socher. Before we learn Pshat, it's speaking about that Agarda de Salbala. Agarda de Salbala is a kabla. That means he was mekabla on himself to soften the beggar. למאי דסולק עדייתם מקוד לאגר לביצ'י מסי אלי לרב שישס. ממילא בו היה בראייה, where we learned in the Hava Minute, that is speaking about a Kabbalah and says this, Baltolin, so we see it is a Baltolin by a Kabbalah. The boy, me name Rav Sheshes, Kabbalonis, over all of Mishum Baltolin, Ayena over. They ask from Rav Sheshes a Shiloh, is a Kabbalan over Mishum Baltolin. Now, Lechere, according to our sugya, this brings down a sugya in Bab Matzia that had a different concept of Chlal in the Shaila of Rav Sheshes. But Lechere, our sugya, I think the Shaila was as follows. Could be the whole din of Baal Tolin is if someone is working for me. He's working for me, so you have to pay the schiras. A Kabbalan is really not working for you. The work he's working for, he has to give a finished product. Kabbalan adaita de nafshe kovid. It's brought down such as svar and hilchis Shabbos. If a goy is working for me, so in Shabbos that's also. If he's a Kabbalan, so that what he's working on Shabbos is because adaita de nafshe, he doesn't have to work today. He has to give me a finished product. So memela, that he's working in Shabbos is not called he's working for me, he's working for himself. So Dachsech Mir, the Shaila, according to our Gemara, the Shaila of Rav Sheshes was, yes, Rav Sheshes is there about Tolin by a Kabbalah. Maybe the whole Din Baal Tolin is only a Yasochel. That's called he's working for you. You have to pay him the Schiris. Not by a Kabbalah. Va'omu Rav Sheshes, Oiver. Rav Sheshes said, Ya, Oiver. So Memele, so from the Havamin and the Gemara, but the Gemara and the Havamin understood, we're speaking about a Garda de Sarbala, who is a Kablam, and it says, Ye'oiva Baltolin, so we see, from this Havamin, we have a Raya to Rav Sheshes. Let's see what Rashi says. According to the Admin, Le Agrele Minyan Bichi, the Kabbalonis, that's it. Tony Oiva, Besaila Rav Sheshes, Le Garcina Lemus Hatzara. The way we learned in the Abamin, so speaking about a case of Kabbalonis, and it says that he's high, Baal Tolin, so you see this Baal Tolin by a Kabbalon. Take the Gemara, fine. Leime der Rav Sheshes pliege ader Rabasi, fragt the Gemara, but now, if Rav Sheshes was mechadish, that is Baal Tolin by a Kabbalan, by every Kabbalan, there is a concept of Umen Kaine Shvach Keli. And if Umen Kaine Shvach Keli, then there's no Baal Tolin, so it's called Asvini, it's not called Baal Tolin Shalom Scha Pulosek. No. I'll tell you a Kabbalan that is no Shvach Keli. What's the case? The case is I hire someone to deliver a letter. So Memele, that is not a Socher. I'm not hiring him for the time that he puts into delivering the letter. That's Lemal Lemoyrit. I'm paying him for delivering a letter. So his Chiris is for an accomplishment. He's getting paid after the letter got delivered. But here you can't say, Umen Kaine Shvach Keli. There was no Shvach in the Keli. So Rav Sheshes is Shaila. If there is a Baal Tolin by a Kabbalan, is not necessarily a Stira to Rav Asi. Could have a Kabbalan that there's no Inyan of Umen Kaine Shvach Keli. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Aimet Ligi the Rav Sheshes or the Rav Asi. Dimi the Kama Oiva. Because if he says, I work as I know, I know man kind of a shvach keili. The law is meaning in it. It's not as meaning. The given the law can be bishvoche. Eicha de nos on lay eitzel as mem teiva, but so a bishibra mishalom teiva. So if he wasn't kind of, so then that's a stira to Ravasi. Mon says, no, bishlicha digres in the kablonasi. Shloi sochay liyoy. He did not hire him for a day's work. he hired him to accomplish something, to deliver a letter. There's no shvach. There's no umen kaine shvach keili. And there, Rav Sheshe says that he is chay. About Tolem. Vishlicha digrisa, so here the Gemara found a case of a kavlan that there is no problem of umen kaine shvach keili, because there's no shvach keili. Ahud la'el, now, but the Gemara wanted to bring a raya over about Tolem. So the Gemara said, oh, it's a raya not like Ravasi. So why did the Gemara say there, it's speaking about Shlicha Digrisa? So Taisa says, oh, the Lali must look me be Shlicha Digrisa. Abed Yektoni, a nice and talisoi. Talking about someone had a talis. The Gemara understood he's a kablan on the talis. I will be Indian there, Rav Sheish is the hoche. Aber Motze look me the agre lebitche. Rav Sheish could be speaking about another case that there is not an that the agre lebitche. The chayr is going according to the yesh mefoshim that he hired him take to accomplish something, to shrink the beggar. But there's no shvach on the first. And the first three says, and that is about Tol. That the Mokka, so you have a case of a Kabbalah that is no umen kaine shvach keili. Bim taima. Heichi mukilo b'shlicha digrisa. How can you say Rav Sheish's whole shaila was by a mailman? Behedyim a mekabal pirish b'yosai. The Gemara said in a mekabal the shaila of Rav Sheish says, the Mesafkele Yiyumen Koine Bishvach Keili Iloi. The whole Shaila is, do you say, Umen Koine Bishvach Keili? There's a different Gemara. The Koma, the Gemara says in Bob Metzia, Bob Neymar Rav Sheish, Kabul Noiva Babal Tolin, Oy Ein Oiva. Umen Koine Bishvach Keili, Ein Oiva, Oy Ein Umen Koine Bishvach Keili Voiva. The Gemara says the whole Shaila of Rav Sheish is if Uman is kind of Bishvach Keili. And so the whole Shaila is, do we hold a Kabasi? Don't we hold a Kabasi? And here the Gemara says, no, Rav Sheish is no Shaykh is with Rabasi. Rav Sheish is claimed by a Shlicha Digrisa. He's a Kablan. Is there about Tolan by a Kablan? So this is clone, not like a Sugya. The Eshleima Sataisi says, Shehem Shalus Tam. The Talmud is a Mephorish Alos, okay. The Yester Shaila. Is there, I'll tell them by a Kabla. What the lumpness of the Shaila is, when the Shaila was asked, it wasn't explained. Now the Talmud understood the Shaila was, the Yehudum in Kainish Vachkeili, Shesh Sovo Shebezem is topic. But really, that's not Shadra of the Shaila. The Shaila was a different Shaila. The Shaila was by a Kabun, is the Baltona for this? No. Umen Kaine Shvach Kaile, by a Shlicha Digras of Chenuch, Uch the Talmud Alel Bereish Peik Beis, Bekama Mekoymes, Be'ein Laharich. I mean, sometimes it could be a misunderstanding or misinterpretation of a Shaila that Chazal had in one Mesechta, and it's not necessarily that was the Shaila. Look to the Gemara Vaita. Leima Ketanoi. So now we have here a memra of Ravasi, that umen kaine shvach keili. So we have here some masses lochets a machleikis tanoi. This shail of umen kaine shvach keili is a machleikis tanoi. We learned as follows. Asay li shirayim lizomen vitabois bakadish loch. We're speaking about that a woman went over to a jeweler. She gave him raw material, and she told him, you should make a bracelet, a ring, an earring, and v'kadish loch, for this service that you're doing for me, I'll get married to you. Kivin sha'asom mekodeshes. He made the ring, she's mekodesh. Divrei Ramei. Chachamim Oimrim Eina Mekudeshes Ad She Yegiya Momen Liyod. She's not Mekudesh till she gets the Momen. Frag the Gemara, my Momen. What Momen do Chachamim say she has to get? Ilema Oisai Momen, she has to get back the ring. Bichlaut Ramei Sova Oisai Momen Loi, that she's married before she didn't get back the ring. Elba my Mekacha. He, the ring is by him. He didn't give it back to her. So what is he giving her? Elo pshite, my momen, momen achen. Oh. So now Ramei also has to give her the ring. And the Chachamim say, giving the ring is not sufficient. You have to go and give different money. This ring can't make Kedushin. So we have here Amach Leikis. A woman came over to a jeweler. She gave him raw materials and she told him he should make for her a bracelet. And he made a bracelet, and he gave her the bracelet. Rameya says she's Mekudeshes, and the Chachamim say, no, no, no. He has to give him other money. This bracelet cannot make Kedushin. So Memela, so the Gemara wanted to explain what's the Machlokes. V'savrua dekuli alme yeshna l'schiris mitchila batzais. That everyone holds that the chiyuv tashlume schiris accumulates from the beginning till the end, which means as follows. That means when a person hires a worker, in this case, she's hiring a jeweler to make a bracelet for her. Fine. So let's forget about the Kedushin for 1 second. Now, her obligation, when I hire a worker, when is how her obligation to pay? So the Gemara held, yeshna l'schiris mitchila batzait. That means, if you hire someone to do something for you, as soon as he makes a shava pruta, you owe him a shava pruta. He makes 2 shava prutas, you owe him 2 shava prutas. So it means the chiyuv of paying a worker is chal the minute he starts working for you. And each shava pruta that he does is chal on you a chiyuv. Now, he started making the bracelet. Let's say it took 2 hours to make the bracelet. And let's say every minute in these 2 hours, he was making a shava pruta. He was making a shava pruta worth of work. So let's say 2 hours is 120 minutes. So she owes him 120 putas. She owes him 120 putas. And it was accumulating. The first minute, she owed him 1 puta, 2 putas, 5. At the end, now he makes the bracelet. So what happens now? So really, she owes him 120 putas. He was working 120 minutes on this bracelet. And what does he say? You don't have to pay me. So he's meichel d'chayv. So Ma understood everyone holds mekadesh b'milva ain't mekadeshes. I'm not giving you anything. I'm just telling you, you don't have to pay what you owe me. You can't be mekadosh with this. So the Gemara says like this: V'savrua the Gemara held the kula alme yeshna l'schiris mitchila batzayf. Everyone holds the chiyuv tashlumim, and the isha to pay him is chal with each pruta that he makes. Put it in a mele. So now, after the ring is finished, he owes him 120 pruta. And he's meichel, you don't have to pay me. I meichel you. Udekul alma mekadosh b'milve ain't mekadoshes. And everyone holds he can't be mekadosh b'milve. So now, with what is he being mekadosh of? So the Chachamim we understand very well. The Chachamim say you have to give him different money. This ring is out of the question. This ring is a milve, and the kadosh b'milve ain't mekadoshes. Is my love, but woman kind of bishvach keili kamiflegi. The machlekes is woman kind of bishvach keili. The rameyas of a woman kind of bishvach keili is not being mekadish her with the mechilas achoy. He's being mekadish her with the bracelet. The bracelet belongs to him. Omen kaine shvach keli saying, erei at mekadeshes, with this bracelet, with this ring, mitabazu. So memele, so that is why he can be mekadesha with the bracelet. with his ownership that he has in the bracelet. Rabbanon Zavrei ein umen keine beschwach keili. Rabbanon hold ein umen keine beschwach keili. So therefore, if ein umen keine beschwach keili, so my male, you have to give different money, but the it doesn't belong to him, and he's not giving her anything, he's just being meichel achai. So everyone knows him a kaddish b'milva, ain't him a kaddishis. Let us see what Rashi says. Aseli shirayin, smidim bracelets mishali. I'm giving you the raw materials. A kaddish loch, bischar pula secho, for the schar pula. So the Gemara says, everyone holds yesh no schiz mitchila batzoiv, kivin sh'ol eschori l'pruta, nischai v'loi miyat pruta. The minute he did a pool of a pruta, she owes him a pruta. Baba lay milve gabo, she owes him a pruta. So if the only thing he's being mekadosh with is he's moichel the pruta, so that's a milve. We love the mekainu mishvach keili, mishim schiris leilei merameh, it is kadosh. The mekadosh be milve ain't a mekadosh. The milve lay tzonit, no, if I lend someone money, so that's her money, and I'm only being moichel, she doesn't have to pay. Ain't a ban. El, mishim de kesava, umin kaine bishvach keili. Vechi yoiv lehu nela, he's giving her the shirayim, the shirin, the tabas. So, mekadisha bishvach, ma de islai begab. He's mekadisha with what he possesses in this keili. Afa bishlai nosala momenacha. Rabbanon sovri loikoni, v'ainim ha-kadashis, ad-shigia momen acha li-yodo.